The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Quay. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. Well, in Parliament, Minister in charge of the Smart Nation Initiative, Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan, addressed the privacy concerns surrounding Trace Together. This following parliamentary sitting when MP Desmond Tan said that the Singapore Police Force has access to the Trace Together data for criminal investigations.
Trace Together only collects Bluetooth proximity data on a temporary basis. It does not collect, and I want to emphasize, it does not collect GPS location data nor movement data. The app or the token only keeps a temporary record of who you have come into close contact with for a prolonged basis. Neither the app nor the token tracks a user's location. The data is then stored in an encrypted form locally on your device. That means either your phone or the token. And that data, that encrypted data, is automatically purged after 25 days.
Well, Leader of the Opposition, Pritam Singh, asked for examples of when Trace Together data will be used by the police. And in response, Home Affairs and Law Minister K. Shanmugam explained that although Section 20 of the Criminal Procedure Code allows for the police to obtain this data, they will only do it in serious criminal investigations.
I mean, to give you an example, let's say there is a murder and victim's family, and information is available on the Trace Together token. If police chose not to seek that information, you can imagine how the victim's family and indeed the rest of Singapore might react to that situation. The police approach has been and will be that it's pretty much restricted to very serious offences. And while that requirement is not in the legislation, it will be carefully considered within the police and discretion will be exercised in seeking this information.
Well, and Workers' Party MP Jawel Giam also asked Dr. Balakrishnan if the government had considered the impact on the public's adoption of Trace Together. Dr. Balakrishnan replied that he will maintain the approach of helping the public understand the reasons behind these measures as opposed to enforcing mandatory rules.
I believe that our victory over this pandemic is not by us sitting up here and issuing rules and edicts, but that our people must understand not only the measures they were implementing, but why we're implementing it, the spirit behind it, so that with their understanding and voluntary and full cooperation, we can achieve success. And it is in that spirit, therefore, that we have these open discussions and why I remain confident that the participation rate in contact tracing, using the latest tools that we have available, will remain high, and why I hope we will continue to be one of the bright spots in the world.
Well, Singapore editor for The Straits Times, Zaki Hussein, joins me now to take this topic further. Before we talk more about what Dr. Balakrishnan said, Zak, perhaps we can first take a step back. Can you help us unpack the issues that were raised following what Desmond Tan said in Parliament?
So I think 24 hours ago, many of our viewers and readers were caught by surprise that Minister of State Desmond Tan publicly acknowledged, I think it was the first acknowledgement by a government official, that the police will be able to tap on Trace Together data, you know, for investigations. And I think many sort of reacted quite in a surprised manner, because I think they looked back at previous assurances that this data would be used largely or primarily for contact tracing purposes, and there were all these assurances about privacy and so on. And I think there was a bit of, as Leader of the Opposition Pritam Singh noted, I think consternation on the ground. And I think this was probably why the Minister in charge of Smart Nation, Vivian Balakrishnan, decided they had to come out in Parliament today and basically try to set the record straight. And I think what was interesting was the couple of points he made. I think he gave the assurances that there was always this conscious need to protect privacy, and the safeguards were inbuilt in the Trace Together tokens. You know, data would be expunged for after 25 days, and it only captures proximity data, not location data. The other point is that actually the law, the Criminal Procedure Code, has always allowed the police fairly broad latitude to investigate in the event of a serious offence, and whether it's banking secrecy laws or privacy laws, in this case, your Trace Together data as well, there's been latitude for the police to act and to investigate.
We were talking off air before the show that you don't think that what Desmond Tan said is contrary to anything that the ministers had said before about Trace Together, right?
Yeah, I think in every case, although data is meant to be used and there are all these privacy safeguards and regulations, in the event of a serious crime or offence, say a murder or, a potentially grave robbery, I think if there is sufficient room for the police to investigate, as I think the Home Affairs Minister Shanmugam noted earlier, if police did not use these powers to pursue justice, I think there would be an uproar. I think what was telling was during the debate today, Minister Vivian hinted slightly about, you know, that maybe they did think about whether they should have, you know, some of these provisions to maybe exempt Trace Together data from being looked at. We're not sure how these discussions went or how they might, you know, resurface in future. But I think the bigger picture is there has always been latitude for law enforcement to, you know, override, if you would, some of these privacy laws in the larger interest.
Right.
And I think most Singaporeans, in spite of the initial reactions, I think the majority of Singaporeans will not mind giving up some of these, you know, privacy rights, I'd say.
Then what do you make of what Dr. Balakrishnan and Mr. Shanmugam said? Do you think their clarifications were adequate enough, comprehensive enough to address privacy concerns?
I think, you know, for MPs, they probably were. But I think people out there aren't going to be reassured. I think this is an issue that is going to need constant explanation time and again. And I think what was striking for me was you had both the leader of the opposition, Pritam Singh, and alternate GRC MP Gerald Giam, I think, both come out and say that, you know, everybody wants Trace Together to succeed. Yep. Gerald Giam even said he'd gone out to convince people to use the token, and he wanted to put on record that he supported the system. And I think it's important to ensure that these safeguards are robust enough and in place. And I think this debate will continue.
Well, on the public's point of view, you know, we learned that 78% of the population are using Trace Together. That's more than 4.2 million people. But like you said earlier, it may take some time for the public to get over this matter, I guess.
Yeah.
So do you think that 78% is the peak of Trace Together adoption that we're going to see?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, Trace Together safe entry or Trace Together check-ins are not mandatory yet at places until everyone is able to collect their token. But if, say, schools or public malls or buildings were to mandate Trace Together check-ins, I think you might get a higher adoption rate. 78% is pretty good. I think if you look elsewhere in the world, there have always been concerns about privacy and security. It's hard to say. I think you might get a minority who choose to opt out and maybe they might not want to visit malls at all, but I'm quite confident. I think the adoption rate will probably rise a little more.
Okay, well, good to have you with us to share more on this. Zakia, thank you very much for joining me today. I've been speaking to Zakia Hussain, the Straits Times' Singapore editor. You can, of course, follow this story over at straitstimes.com.